800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the second hour of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Hey, if you'd like to support this show, you may do so by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So Amazon would normally pocket all those profits. Instead, they're going to share some of it with us. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done, that is amazon.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to change gears here a little bit. Well, I guess it's not a huge change. The first hour we were focusing on this supposed terror plots that the federal government is breaking up and keeping you safe. Well, actually, it turns out that they're creating them by provocateuring, or provoking, rather, the people, these easily influenced buffoons, into doing something that is much more dangerous than they originally would have done on their own, every time, time after time. So in the same kind of vein, we're still talking about the federal government. Mark, apparently there's been a big announcement today.
Yeah, you know, as a recovering Republican, I can tell you that I find this just absolutely outrageous. This is from CBS News at CBSNews.com. CBS News has obtained a final draft of the House of House Republicans' legislative agenda for the next Congress, a 21-page pledge to America that they will formally unveil Thursday morning at a Virginia hardware store, just to make them seem more earthy and everything.
Yeah,
you know, they're
going to
wear their suits there in the hardware store.
Grassroots.
Yeah, because that makes sense. The need for urgent action to repair our economy and reclaim our government.
The Republicans are all about the small businessman, of course, Mark. That's what they're talking about.
Right. Well, that's why they make it so easy for the big businessmen to crush the small businessman on their heel, right? The economy and reclaim our government for the Republicans, for the people, cannot be overstated, the introduction says. It concludes, with this document we pledge to dedicate ourselves to the task of reconnecting our highest aspirations to the permanent truths of our founding by keeping faith with the values our nation was founded on, the principles we stand for, and the priorities of our people. This is our pledge to America. You know, the ideas, the founding principles, and blah, 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 you know, there were all kinds of founders. And they had all kinds of principles. They disagreed with each other.
Yeah, there were the Anti-Federalists and the Federalists, just to name a couple.
Right. They disagreed with each other on the size of government, the scope of government, the shape of government, on who should be able to do what. Some of them believe that there should be state religions. Some of them believe that there shouldn't. There's all kinds of founders. And to claim that you're trying to return to what the founders intended means that nothing. It means nothing. They've got a breakdown here, the document, the pledge to America, all 21 pages of it. But it says, stop by killing, by job killing tax hikes, allow small businesses to take a tax deduction equal to 20% of their income, require congressional approval for any new federal regulation that would add to the deficit, repeal small business mandates in the new health care law. Cut spending, repeal and replace health care, roll back non-discriminatory spending to 2008 levels before TARP.
Whoa, wow, man.
Yeah, back when the Republicans...
Wow, slash and burn. We remember during the Bush administration, I don't remember, Trent Lott or something like that. I'm not good with these scumbags' names. But like the Speaker of the House, DeLay, whatever. Some Republican guy, right? He comes up and he's talking about how, all right, this is it, America. We have slashed the government to the bone.
Yeah.
He used those terms.
That's what he said,
We've slashed it to the bone. We just can't cut it any further. Boy, aren't we great. Let's pat each other on the back.
Right.
Great. Give me a shot at that federal budget. I'll slash it further. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, because government was
put me in charge. Just give me a pen, and I will slash that federal budget.
No, they'd corrupt you. They'd buy you out. But, like the idea, the suggestion was that, well, this is it. We can't get it any smaller. We've done our job. The Bush as though the government was somehow small or made smaller under the Bush administration. It's just nonsense. It's nonsense. The government was increased dramatically during the Bush administration.
Establish strict budget caps to limit federal spending going forward. Cancel all future TARP payments. By the way, this means nothing. These TARP payments, all future TARP payments, you're talking about, just a minuscule amount that's still going, that still has to be scheduled out. Actually, that's the stimulus. The stimulus has another $60 billion or something like that compared to what previously went. I don't know about the TARP payments. Probably small, too. Most of that stuff's gone out. We'll require that every bill have a citation of constitutional authority. We're going to put our Republican stamp of constitutionality on everything we pass. America. Give members at least 3 days to read bills before a vote. This is remember
three
folks.
3 days.
This is what Obama ran on. They're lying to you.
3 days to read bills. Don't these things come in at like 1,200 pages or something?
The smaller ones,
like
probably.
That?
Yeah.
In legalese, how are they going to read that in 3 days?
Here's where the spending comes in. At the bottom, defense. Provide resources to troops. Which means anything they want.
As much as they want.
To provide a huge amount of spending for their buddies in the military-industrial complex. Fund missile defense. Enforce sanctions on Iran.
Sanctions. Yep. Great. Let's kill some innocent people.
Yeah. So
sanctions mean starving people, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty
generally true. Yes.
Because the people in charge in Iran are not going to go without their ham sandwiches or whatever it is that they're going to be eating for lunch. They're going to absolutely eat. It's the populace that won't get the food.
That's right. So, just like it happened in Iraq.
Having fallen for this when they were doing this the last time with the contract with America instead of the pledge to America, I just find this so offensive.
It's
absolutely
the same playbook.
Enrages me because I
Wait. What part enrages you the most? Is it that they would use the same exact playbook, or that Americans would fall for it again? These Republicanite Americans would fall for the same playbook a second time.
It's the suggestion that I'll fall for it again. I guess. That's kind of how I feel, because it's just so it's such usury, such absolute evil. You know that. They don't mean it because they did this less than two decades ago.
Well, let me play the Republican here, the apologist. Well, look, Mark, a decade and a half ago, it was a different group of Republicans. These Republicans are serious. They've seen the mistakes of the past group, and they've got the Tea Party behind them. They are serious about really changing this time, about really reducing the role and the scope of the federal government, except the military. They really are serious about cutting back, slashing it back to the bone, back to what it was in 2008 when we had George Bush in charge. He was really doing a great job of keeping government small by signing every single bill or 99% of the bills that came. I'm sorry, I'm not really doing a good job at representing the Republicans, but you understand what I'm saying. Oh, there's a different group of Republicans this time. That's my main point. A different group.
Not
they
a
mean
different
it.
Group, though. I mean, Newt Gingrich is running for president. I mean, he's putting his little feelers out and stuff. This is the guy that derailed it the last time.
Sure. Well, you've got to have somebody who's old running
people.
For president. You've got to have somebody who's got experience running for president. But there are a lot of
new
blood. By
experience,
you'd
be screwing us the first time.
Well, I mean, you know, what can you do, right? Maybe he's not the perfect choice. But look, you've got new blood all over the place. You've got people that are
blood
coming in.
Blood is right. It's the blood of the American people as they're being threatened in order to have to pay for the military-industrial complex.
Look, you don't want to elect right Democrats, do you?
I at this point, I'm beginning to wonder. Here's on the same day that they trot this out, Obama lies to me again, okay? He says, Rush Limbaugh was blabbing about it, so I don't know the details on it, but basically Obama's saying that Afghanistan, we need to get out of there. It's over. Whatever there was to get, we've gotten. We need to get out of Afghanistan. And I don't know. Like, he's lying to me, too. They're playing totally to me.
Yeah, but isn't that the last excuse that the Republicans have, even if you can decimate everything? Well, you don't want Democrats, do you?
That's it.
Right?
All they've got.
Right, because the suggestion in that statement there is that Republicans are somehow less statist or somehow, smaller government-oriented. And there's just no evidence to support that. None whatsoever. 800-259-9231. If you've got more, we'll certainly cover that here in a moment.
That's pretty much it.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, That's freetalklive.com. And the features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are listeners of the program, or video they can send video to. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what I mean. And if you're a lady listener, get the details on becoming a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, if you get in some legal trouble, hiring a lawyer can be a very expensive option, and they are, many of them are just set up to screw you as much as possible. How can you avoid being screwed, Mark?
Jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people without a lawyer who have to know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers to know what to do to minimize legal fees and maximize winning. So it works for both plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend, and you get it at jurisdictionary.com. It was written by a doctorate of jurisprudence who has a passion for public legal education. He believes that people should know this important aspect of their lives, the legal realm, because if you don't, you'll get taken advantage of. So it's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your thoughts. Ray is listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What do they call that, the Pledge for America?
Yeah, Pledge to America.
I'm going to rename it for you. It's going to be the Plague on America.
The Plague on America. I like it.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be, because I'll tell you what. If you really go back and look through history, especially Republicans, I'm not taking a side. I'm just telling you what the facts are. And you look at something like Treasury Direct, and you type in each president for each year, you'll see that starting from a deficit in 1979 of $1 trillion, how that deficit came to be, and it was all three Republicans. All three of them had a significant amount. The Democrats that took place in that, at that time right there hardly added anything to it at all.
Don't you think Obama's going to add to it?
Almost had a balanced budget, actually.
Don't you think that Obama's going to add to it?
Obama is going to severely add to it, but before he ever came into office, that first, his first one been left from the prior president was $1.3 trillion. Now, George Bush Jr., every year he was in office, averaged $600 billion. It was the last years. And if you go back to one of his speeches where he said that everybody should be able to be entitled to a home and that Fannie Mae had 25 new programs, this is George Bush Jr. there, And they had good programs, and if you had no money and bad credit, you still deserved a good house with nothing down. Okay, so, you know, this is just a – it's just been an ongoing problem. And basic, if you've ever – and you guys run a business here, so you know how overhead and things work, okay?
Sure.
And when you got a $2 trillion income like this country does now, and you got just shy of a $14 trillion debt, you're not going to pay that off.
Oh, no.
How could you ever pay that off?
They can't.
I don't think that they can. All they can do is inflate the currency to the point that $14 trillion is what you'd get for a weekly paycheck.
Right, and then that destroys the economy.
And, you know, and a lot of people say, well, you know, China's going to be stuck holding the bag. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you know anything about bonds, you'll know that China has made out really, really good lately. And I'll tell you why. As the interest rate falls, the bonds you bought prior to that at a higher interest rate go up in value. So forget about the 3 or 4% the bonds playing. You can get money when you bought a United States Treasury or bond, and the interest rate you bought it at was, say, 5%, and now it's at 4% or 3%. Your bond value goes up. So the Chinese have sat back and had a good time just laughing at us, because all the bonds they bought prior to today, I guarantee you, are higher in value. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't. I don't know much about bonds.
Yeah, I can't say that I know a lot about this either.
Okay, here's like this. Okay, we got $1,000 in our hands, and we go out and we buy a United States Treasury, and it's paying 5%. And then the interest rate falls to 4%. Okay, that $1,000 bond is not $1,000 anymore. It's like $1,040. You see, it goes up as the interest rate goes down, because you can't buy that bond with that yield when the yield's at 3%. Get 5%, you're going to pay more for that bond because it was a fixed instrument. It was sold at a 30-year treasury. So each
time, what good is it going to do? I'm sorry to interrupt, but what good is that bond going to do? Whoever's holding it, whether it's somebody in China or around here, what good is it going to do if they hyperinflate the currency? Then that $1,000 isn't worth crap.
But still, they bought that bond with that money. So they're going to get more money for the bond. You see, you bought it for $1,000, and in order for somebody to buy it, that bonds trade every day. Whether you bought a bond, you turn around and you trade it tomorrow. You can hold it 10 years and trade it the next day. But the bond you bought for $1,000, making 5%, is now worth, it's probably worth about $1,075, I guess. So see, that's an interest rate towards that bond, which it makes it higher than the interest rate. So the Chinese, every time they buy our bonds and we keep pushing our interest rate down, they're making more money just because we're pushing our interest rate down.
Because the bonds are more valuable.
Right, and to be honest with you, we owe about $14 trillion. They hold like $800 billion. It's not even a sneeze to them anymore. They've got, you know how much richer China is than us? They have $2 trillion in reserve, and we're $14 trillion in the hole. That makes them $16 trillion richer than us.
Okay, what I still don't understand, after what you've just said, is that if you buy the bond at $1,000,
right,
and then the federal government goes into hyperinflation mode for the purposes of whatever, whether it's military spending or trying to pay off the interest on their debts or whatever their motivations are, they go into hyperinflation mode, then that then the money becomes worth less in a very fast, a very quick period of time. What good is it going to be if it's $1,070, if it's $1,070 when the money has dropped in half in value?
Because it's still $1,070.
But that's not worth anything if the dollars are half as valuable.
If you have $1,000 and it'll buy a car, and then they hyperinflate, and you've got $1,070 that won't afford a one-month payment on a car, you've lost money. It doesn't matter about the numbers.
They're still playing the market, China.
Hold it, guys. You're just thinking somehow you forgot. You're thinking that we're the manufacturers of the world. You're missing it.
No.
China is the manufacturers, and their money is their money. And if I buy I buy stuff out of China because I'm an equipment trading – well, I'm retired.
Sure.
And I buy steel out of China. And I purchase steel in China for one-third the price I purchase it for in the U.S.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what America's prices are. That's America's problem. And they only got $80 billion of the bonds. And the United States has been steadily pushing interest rates down, not up. So
Was it $80 billion or $800 billion? You said $800 before.
$800 billion. $800 billion out of $14 trillion in debt.
Right. You still haven't addressed my...
China's buying a lot of gold is the answer to that. China's got plenty of money left over, and they're buying
gold. Well, if they're cashing in the bonds now and buying gold, that's a smart idea. But to sit there and hold on to the bonds and thinking that's going to make something for you down the line is not a good idea because as inflation goes up, it's going to eat away at the amount that you originally put in. It's going to eat away at its value. That's the part you
haven't answered. United States is probably in what it's worth or what its guarantee is. It's the best of the worst. And almost everybody's in trouble because of these countries like China.
I definitely understand where you're coming from on that. And I thank you, Ray, for the call
okay.
At 800-259-9231. It still doesn't seem like a very good idea to be holding on to bonds at all. Buying gold? Good idea. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels.
Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of features, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. Click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, the last week's worth of the program. And then if you want to go way, way back, you can click into the archive section, and that'll take you back to late 2006. So it's all free for you at freetalklive.com. Though the archives are brought to you by HostGator.
Yeah, hostgator.freetalklive.com is your portal to get your first month completely free of web hosting from hostgator.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website. They give unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free site builder tools, easy control panel, one-click script installs. They handle WordPress, as I understand it. There's 4,500 free website templates. There's a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com to get your first month completely free.
All right, 800-259-9231, continuing with your calls. And then coming up, microchips cause a bit of a problem for some animal owners, perhaps over in the UK. Sean, you've got that story for us.
Yep.
We'll get to that, but your calls come first. So let's talk to G in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey, John. How you guys doing?
Hey, G. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to call in with an update on Mama Alley.
Now, Mama Alley, for those that are not aware, is a hero of mine. She's somebody who has been running an underground business for a couple of years down in Savannah, Georgia. called the Savannah Last Biscuit, and it's been operating 24/7. It has been delivering delicious hot food to people in the Savannah area. It's basically an underground food delivery service, and I think it's an excellent example for people to look at and to follow to create their own businesses without asking the government's permission to do so first. And that, I think, is awesome. She ended up leaving down south after some trouble with the police to come up here to New Hampshire and kick off Keen Last Biscuit. And just a day before she was scheduled to launch it fully, she'd been making some delicious food and bringing it out to some of the activist events that have been going on here as she kind of got settled in. But the day before she was planning on really going full time, she was taken into custody. It was not an arrest. She was taken into custody. And it turns out that what happened was, and I wish I had known that this was what she had done, because I would have told her, go back to Georgia. She ended up getting.
Yeah, you could have tried, Ian.
Maybe it wouldn't. It probably wouldn't have worked. But she.
No.
She was arrested down in Georgia. I don't even remember. Was it the cop incident where the cop beat the crap out of her and then she got charged with a crime?
Yeah, she got charged with two obstructions of justice, and she already had a contempt of court warrant. So they just kind of tacked it onto that.
Right, and this was for coming up to the police that were hassling somebody at a gas station. She pulls out a video camera. The cops didn't like that very much, and one of the police attacked her physically over it. She was then charged.
They had a homeless guy calling her, and there was four of them, and she wanted to make sure the homeless guy was all right. Yes, the homeless guy, if he was okay, he said yes. She went to walk away, and the cop, I guess, took offense to it.
Yep, and then after that, they really kind of cracked down hard on the last biscuit, and basically she wanted to get out of town. Unfortunately,
yeah, they arrested me, and they were basically saying, "Oh, you want to film us? We'll film you," and all that stuff.
Unfortunately, there was a mistake made in that, in my opinion at least, and I think the big mistake that she made was that she was out on a private bond. And I don't know if she understood what that meant, but if she understood what it meant, she probably wouldn't have left Savannah.
No,
because
nobody explained it to her when we left.
Oh, boy.
The bond lady was actually talking about the last biscuit. She wasn't talking about anything on bond. This was her first bond. I've never been on bond either, and I'm still not, so we had no idea.
So what happened was she was at locally here at the Keene Library, and I guess some guys that were not police were apparently bounty hunters approached her and told her that she was coming with them, and they took her back down to Georgia where she's going to be facing trial. So for folks that don't know, because apparently not everybody does, the way that this works is when you get arrested, and it was BS the reason why she was arrested. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't right. But in order to get you out of the cage, the government sets an arbitrary amount of money. Sometimes it's so-called PR, personal recognizance. Sometimes it's a cash bail. And in this case, it was $7,000. Now, your average person doesn't have $7,000 just sitting around,
lying around,
waiting to hand it to the government agents. So they call a bail bondsman. Typically, a bondsman will come in, and they'll front the $7,000 for approximately 10%. This is a typical bondsman's deal, as I understand it. Please correct me if I'm wrong here. But so basically, you pay up $700. The bondsman puts up the full...
I paid $900, actually.
There may be an extra fee or 12% or something like that.
Well, they put it up for whatever they can get.
The crazy thing to me was her obstruction was like $2,000. They tried to give me an obstruction of justice because I walked from the street to the curb just last week, and my total was $1,850 with obstruction and with a contempt of court warrant.
So it's all arbitrary. They just make, you know, they just make numbers up.
I just wanted to tell everybody that she's okay. She made it to Georgia today. The bonds people were really cool to her. They actually let her use their phone on the whole way so we could talk. And I was going to put the address to the jail up on my Facebook. And then Monica told me there's a, I think it's Mike Barsky has a website where I can put her address up.
That's right. It's mailtojail.com. And by the way, there's news about mail to jail. It used to be mail-2-jail.com, but Will Buchanan, apparently, the guy that did the Walk for Liberty a couple years ago, that walked across the country to make it here to New Hampshire from all the way over in Oregon, just an amazing guy. Apparently, quietly, behind the scenes, he'd been wheeling and dealing trying to buy the actual mail2jail.com address without the hyphens in it, and he did. I don't know what he paid for it, but he purchased that and has contributed it now to Mail to Jail. So we no longer have to announce the hyphens, and you don't have to put them in when you visit Mail to Jail.
Is it T-O, or is it the numeral 2?
It's 2. It's the letter, it's letters T-O.
Mail2jail.com.
So that is now, yeah, so when you see, when you get that information up, I'm sure you can get it over to Mike Barsky and he'll put it up there, and then people can go to mail2jail.com and they can send letters to Mama Allie in jail.
Yeah, and I would like to thank everybody for everything they've done for us. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad that you're still up here, and I don't know what this means for the plans for Keene Last Biscuit, but certainly there are still going to be hungry people that are keeping their fingers crossed, G.
Oh, yeah, they can't stop us. They've tried too many times and too different. Many different places, so it might be a little bit, but we'll be back.
All right, well, we'll look forward to it, and thanks for the update tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. So according to G, Mama Allie did not really understand. She never had a bond before, never been in this situation, and the way it works is they put this money up, they want their money back.
Yeah, sure.
So it'd be the same thing if you put $7,000 up for me, Mark, and I skipped town, you'd be pretty pissed because you wouldn't get your $7,000 back. The whole purpose of putting up that money is to ensure your appearance at the sham trial that mm-hmm. they're going to have. And so the idea is that once you appear at the trial, the state will cut a check to whomever put the money into the system in the first place. So this bondsman comes in. He collects $900 from G. He then, the bondsman, fronts $7,000 to get Mama Allie out of jail. So she didn't realize what the consequences apparently were of that. She skips out on bail, meaning she didn't go to the trial, which is a violation of her terms for the bond.
Yep.
So the bondsman wants his effing money. And so
sure
he hires bounty hunters and sends the bounty hunters off to find Mama Allie, wherever she is, to take her from wherever she is, bring her back to Savannah, Georgia, so she can face the trial for, again, for a bunch of scam, BS, nonsense charges. The bondsman is not concerned with any of that. He may even agree with her that these are BS, nonsense charges.
It sounds that way.
He just wants to get his money back. And he's only going to get that money back if he brings Mama Allie back down to the gang down there in Georgia. And what's interesting about this case, as G pointed out, these guys are really nice. Like, she's not being mean to she's not giving them a hard time, the people that confiscated her, the bounty hunters. And they're being nice to her. They're giving her their cell phone that she can use as she's, you know, being driven down there. How many cops are going to treat you like that? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Head on over, freetalklive.com, and get interactive. You can find a lot of different things to do there, including our news updates. You can actually be following what goes on with Free Talk Live, and you can get that information via your email box or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Go get the latest over at news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's all for free. That's news.freetalklive.com. So the lesson learned, unfortunately, the hard way through the situation of one Mama Allie, who is still a hero of mine. I think she's just, you know, incredibly courageous woman for running a business without asking the government's permission and doing it successfully for so many years. The lesson learned is if you're going to skip out on bail, don't do it to either your friends or somebody you don't know. Anybody that puts up money for you to get out of jail, unfortunately, that means you have to go to trial because otherwise you're going to destroy your friendship or someone's going to send a bounty hunter after you. And the bounty hunters are going to do their job. They have the tools that it takes and the motivation that is necessary to come after you.
They're going
to
make it happen.
If you put your own money up and you don't care if you don't get it back, well, that's your business, right? If you put your own money up to get yourself out of jail and you don't want to go to the trial and you're willing to risk whatever the risks are of not facing that trial and having a failure to appear and having a warrant put out for your arrest, the risks are lower in that case than if you've got a bounty hunter after your butt. Because the police, they're just not as motivated to find you.
They're still going to get their paychecks one way or the other.
Right. There's people jumping bail all over the place, and they can't go after all of them at once. That doesn't mean they won't find you. That doesn't mean
they likely will, actually.
Eventually they may. But you probably have longer. Like these guys, she jumped her bail, and they found her within days, literally within days of leaving Georgia. So it doesn't take them long.
Well, they're in the free market. They're motivated to work much, much, much harder.
Absolutely. They're
going to have better techniques. They're going to have better technology than whatever the police can come up with.
Absolutely right. And again, it's not to say the police aren't going to catch you. Like you get pulled over. It's your name in the system. They run your name. They find out you've got a warrant. They're going to probably take you right then. So it's certainly still possible the police are going to get you. But if you want to guarantee you get caught, run on a private bond and see what happens. So I'm sorry that it had to play out that way, and we're all hoping for the best for Mama Allie to not have to spend too much time in jail.
I want that food back here.
Me too.
I want a biscuit.
And she's a really nice lady on top of that.
She sure is.
So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI's toll-free line. Also, I guess last night there was another activist that was actually arrested, and he is not giving his name. As you may recall, Sam from the Obscured Truth Network was also similarly arrested a couple of years ago now in Keene the local Keene District Court here in Keene, New Hampshire, for recording video in a so-called public place. He refused to give his name, and even though the government bureaucrats discerned what his name was a couple weeks into his captivity, they wouldn't move on his case until he gave his name. So even though they knew what it was, they wouldn't do anything about it. They needed his consent.
They wanted his consent.
That's true. They wanted his consent. He actually never ended up giving it, and they pushed him out the door of the jail 58 days later. Now, that was a brutal amount of time to stay in jail for a man who never did anything to anybody except not cooperate with the state masters that were demanding this information. Now, we've got a similar situation. This wasn't based on video recording, but they arrested a young man last night, one of the activists up here, for a paraphernalia possession, allegedly, and he would not give his name, so they took him to the local jail where he is currently sitting. So there's a John Doe activist currently in jail here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and I don't know when he plans on giving up his name or if he plans on giving up his name and what that means for how long they're going to keep him in there.
I hate this whole not giving up the name thing. And the reason is you back yourself into a corner because they've got you. You're in jail, and it doesn't matter to them. What's it cost them to keep you there? A couple of bologna sandwiches a day? It doesn't matter to them. Nobody cares if somebody who had some marijuana in their pocket stays in jail one day or if they stay in 100 days.
Well, I care.
Okay, you care, right? But the taxpayers at large do not give a flying flip at a rolling donut whether or not he's in there or not. So then at 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, or 30 years, or 60 years, or 90 years, however long it is that he sits his butt in there, at some point or another, he's going to say, if I just tell them my name's John Smith, I can go home. And he's going to do it. And then he loses. You set yourself up for a loss by doing this.
Yeah, it's not a simple situation to be involved in. If you want to have your right to privacy, this is a situation that proves you don't. This is a situation that proves you don't have a right to remain silent. Well, maybe you could say that he does have a right to remain silent. It's just that his captors also have a right to keep his silent butt in a jail cell.
Now, I don't know if they have the right, but they're going to do it.
Well, they're going to do it.
They have the legal power to do it.
Yeah, they're going to get away with it.
I don't support it or anything like that. It's just sad to see people that could be free, could be doing something productive, sitting in jail cells costing people money for really nothing.
Well, I don't know if he would say that it is nothing, and we don't have him here to talk about what his motivations are, and maybe we will get to find out more about that here down the line. But just wanted to give folks an update on some of the other things, turns of events happening here in Keene, New Hampshire. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because this program is brought to you by the Free State Project. And it's not all about civil disobedience up here. There are a lot of political things that are going on. People are creating their own media, like we are doing this show, and folks are working on television sets and things like that. So there's a whole big movement that's going on here. And one thing that I was talking with one of the activists today, one thing that we really want to see more of, I think, that at least he and I want to see more of is more entrepreneurs coming up here. People who have got a little bit of capital, somebody who's able to purchase a home and rent it out to incoming movers. Because one of the things that we definitely see happening here is that there's a lot of people that want to make the move up here, and having a place to land is a convenient thing. Having an affordable place.
A lot of people are young, and young people generally have less money to spend on apartments and houses and things like that.
Yeah, from what I've seen in the brief time I've been here, as soon as a room opens up, a new mover takes it within days, maybe a week,
maybe not even a new mover, but I'm going to have something I'll be renting out here soon, and I've already got two activists that are, you know, basically competing to, you know, to take that space over. So if a space opens up, somebody typically will fill it quickly. So there's a lot of room for people that are willing to invest in like a multifamily property to come up here and to, you know, purchase that and live on site, basically get your bills paid. And that makes doing activism a little bit easier if you've got all your bills paid because you've got tenants in the rest of your house that frees you up from having to work a job. So or makes it so you have to work very, very little. So that's a nice position to be in. But of course, the thing is with entrepreneurs and investors and things like that is they usually have investments somewhere else. And so it makes it difficult for them to just pick up and zip on up to New Hampshire. Unlike the single unattached people that don't have those investments, it's a lot easier for them to come up here. So I believe I have no real evidence of this, but I believe the entrepreneurs are a coming. You know, they're planning, they're plotting to close down their businesses where they are or sell them off and make the move up here to New Hampshire. But there's a lot more involved in that. You know, that's a real serious commitment. I mean, it's a pretty big commitment to move your life any old time, no matter what your life is, to another place, especially across the country in some cases. It's a pretty big commitment for anybody, but for somebody who's got business elsewhere that may even be a successful business, to make the move to New Hampshire because you love liberty and you want to pursue liberty, and that means you have to start your business all over again?
Or at least expand it, and then running things over a distance, it's difficult.
Yeah. So I hope they're coming because there's definitely a need for that kind of thing up here.
It takes a real commitment to do that.
There's a need for everybody to come up here. If you love freedom, you understand what it means to be free, in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. This is the place. And I invite you to learn more at freestateproject.org. And that's when I say this, I mean New Hampshire, not just Keene. That's just where we live. So come on up and join the movement. It is so exciting, and it is packed full of interesting people at freestateproject.org. And don't hesitate to start something. The other thing we were talking about is more instigators, people who want to do something. Start it up. Put the idea out there. Let people know that this is something you want to do. Don't wait for somebody else to create the next great activism experiment. Get out there and do it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I hate to say the 80-20 rule is in effect, but I think the 80-20 rule is in effect. If we can make
the 80-20 rule is nearly law.
Yeah, if we could make that like 70-30 or 60-40 or 50-50, that'd be great. More people starting things instead of just jumping on board. Not to say there's nothing wrong with jumping on board. More coming up, though. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.